With all the protests and unrest, how is business functioning inside Egypt?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The sun has gone down in Cairo, and there's another night ahead of protesters in the streets seeking change in government. The stock market's been closed, and so have businesses, because they can't operate in such turmoil, or they're being looted. Internet and cell phone communications have been stifled, and that's affecting Orascom, one of the main cell phone providers in Egypt. Naguib Sawadis is chairman, and he's with us now. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
My pleasure.
What's the business climate been like in Egypt?
Well, it was doing great. Our economy was doing actually great in comparison to the Europe and all the emerging markets. We were growing by 5-6% even during the crisis, you know. Right now, with this development, of course, will put a shade on the situation here on attracting new investments. But in my personal opinion, it is temporary. I'm very optimistic, you know, because we believe that democracy will happen here, and democracy is the best guarantee for investments long term.
You have Orascom, which is a big telecommunications firm. Were you asked to shut your cell service down?
Our license gives the government all rights to suspend any service they wish when national crisis or whenever they feel. So we have just adhered to whatever the government decides. We have no jurisdiction to, because our license gives them that right.
What did you think of the decision to do that?
At the beginning, yes, maybe, because if they wanted to avoid the turmoil. But I think right now they should restore the service. Otherwise, they're paralyzing all the business correspondence. We are unable now to continue business as usual. In today's world, you cannot do any business without your emails.
What about business going forward in Egypt? I mean, does it all depend on how these protests sort of carry through?
No. I think, as I tell you, I'm speaking for many serious businessmen in Egypt here. We believe that a real democratic regime here will enhance investments, will be the best security for people like us to grow and invest more, you know. So if there is a temporary setback now, so our stock exchange is suffering now, my feeling is this is going to yield into something very positive.
You're not fearful for your safety or any your family?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. You know, fear is not in my vocabulary. I fear no one except God.
Naguib Sawidis, the chairman of the telecom and construction giant Orascom, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, up about, under 0.5%. The Dow up 28 points at 11,852. Consumer spending edged up in December. The Commerce Department also said today spending for 2010 was the most in 3 years. Print advertising revenue at media giant Gannett fell in its last quarter. Newspapers continue to take a pounding. But on the broadcast side, ad revenues surged. The Senate this week will likely bring up a bill that helps to fund the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. Now, similar bills in the past have been squashed because of political opposition, but Democrats believe they can get an aviation bill through that's going to create tens of thousands of jobs for airports across the country. Some members of the opposition say the measure is more pork. Seth Kaplan is with Airline Weekly. He joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Seth.
Hi, good morning, Steve.
Tell us what's in this bill.
Well, it's a $35 billion bill that basically gives the FAA its marching orders and its funding for the next couple of years.
Are we talking like airports? When you say airports, JFK, LAX, O'Hare, or are you talking like Scranton or, you know, Peoria or Birmingham?
Yeah, we're talking a little bit of both. It would greatly increase funding for what's called essential air service. And these are basically subsidies to provide air service to places that otherwise wouldn't have it. Small places as well as big ones have a lot of stake in this bill.
And big picture, Seth, what's on the line here? What happens if it doesn't pass?
Well, if it doesn't pass, then they'll keep doing what they've been doing, which is passing these temporary measures, you know, to keep the FAA in business for another short period of time. But those measures don't allow it to do the kinds of proactive things that it really needs to do, like modernize the air traffic control system. With all the money we're talking about spending these days in this country, this is something that we could do right now with a system that exists to improve things not only economically, but also environmentally. We're wasting a lot of fuel right now, flying in all kinds of crazy patterns up in the sky, and you'd hope that would be solved sometime soon.
Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly in Fort Lauderdale. Seth, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
Well, the Midwest braces for a big winter storm this week. Northeasterners are still reeling from the last one. And all that snow has local governments worried they're not going to have enough salt to melt it and keep roads clear. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Trow reports.
Morton Satin is vice president of the Salt Institute in Washington, D.C. He says sodium chloride is everywhere.
It's just salt, of which we have a limitless supply.
But in winter, it's more difficult and expensive to haul salt. So, he says, governments need better planning.
That means investing in the infrastructure to store as much as you need locally.
He says that need is getting harder to predict.
Our pattern appears to be changing.
Salt won't melt snow in extreme cold, Satin says. But now, northern states are having warmer winters, so they're using more. Plus, the Midwest and South are getting snow when they didn't used to. South Carolina transportation engineer David Cook says his state spent all its emergency funds on a recent storm.
We don't really even budget for winter storms because we may go a year or two where we really don't have any.
Now, his department wants to build more sheds to store salt, but there's no money. I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.
And finally, for those places having a hard time getting salt, here's Plan B. In Bergen County, New Jersey, they're using pickle juice to melt the ice. The brine is much cheaper. It's salty brine, right? $16 a ton versus $63 a ton for salt. Plus, officials say with all the delis around just across the river in New York, well, the pickle juice should be easier to find. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Best guesses are that maybe 20% of Bolivians live in other countries, gone there to look for work. But ever since the financial crisis, those opportunities abroad have dried up.
Spain has deflated like a balloon. Employment has disappeared and many Latinos have been laid off and returned home.
I'm Kai Rizdal, trying to go home again. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.